So let's get into the more common scenarios. I asked you to pull a few people from your practice. And of course, I want to try to get into the clinical relevance of the big Taylor X presentation that just happened at ASCO, really important presentation. And to get to that, I asked you to pull a couple cases where genomic assays were used in your patients. And I thought we could start out with maybe the big issue, let's say prior to ASCO or prior to some of the recent data coming out, which is patients with node positive disease. So you wrote up this case here, 68-year-old woman, 2.1 centimeter tumor, 1 of 3 positive axillary nodes after lumpectomy for ER-positive HER2-negative disease. And I guess the issue there is with one positive, these are sentinel nodes?
Sentinel nodes.
So then the issue is, what about genomic assays in a patient like that? Can you talk about your view of genomic assays in general and the node positive situation and what happened with this lady too?
So when you look at the data with genomic assays, again, we have MammaPrint, we have Oncotype, we have several other assays. The reason I look at Oncotype only is because that's where we have the good predictive data. The other assays have exceptional prognostic data and even more solid than Oncotype does. But when you look at predictive data, that's where I think Oncotype tends to kind of have more solid data. So you look at the node positive patient population, and the kind of the more established trial is the 8814 Kathy Albane's trial, where you're looking at patients that were node positive. Oncotype was done retrospectively. Patients were given either CAF, CAF and tamoxifen, or CAF with tamoxifen combined. And the initial trial showed that giving tamoxifen concurrently with chemotherapy is probably not a good thing, but CAF followed by tamoxifen is a good option.